Psalm 76, to the chief musician, on stringed instruments, a psalm of Asaph, a song. In Judah, God is known. His name is great in Israel. In Salem also is his tabernacle and his dwelling place in Zion. There he broke the arrows of the bow, the shield and sword of battle. Selah, you are more glorious and excellent than the mountains of prey. The stout-hearted were plundered. They have sunk into their sleep, and none of the mighty men have found the use of their hands. At your rebuke, O God of Jacob, both the chariot and horse were cast into a dead sleep. You yourself are to be feared, and who may stand in your presence when once you are angry? You caused judgment to be heard from heaven. The earth feared and was still when God arose to judgment to deliver all the oppressed of the earth. Selah, surely the wrath of man shall praise you. With the remainder of wrath you shall gird yourself. Make vows to the Lord your God and pay them. Let all who are around him bring presents to him who ought to be feared. He shall cut off the spirit of princes. He is awesome to the kings of the earth.
Glory to God. Welcome to WNR Wonder and Reality. The wonder and the reality of walking with Jesus. Amen. What a glorious privilege we have every day to know Him. The greatest privilege for mankind. Nothing compares. Something to look forward to forever. You know, someone I know says, yeah, something to look forward to. That's important. And it is. Well, this is the greatest thing. Every day. Every week, month, year, forever. The angels have been with him we don't know how long, and they're continually crying, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. The whole earth is filled with his glory. Let's be aware of the wonder of walking with him. Yes, you know, we face challenges every day. Life is hard, and Jesus can help us through these things. That psalm talks about fearing him. He ought to be feared. He should be feared. He's the great and awesome God Almighty. The three-in-one God. When we get that revelation, when we meet the Holy Spirit, we get the revelation that Jesus Christ is God, that, you know, he's both the Son of God and God, but he's fully God. So we only really the Holy Spirit can change, can reveal this to us and to our spirit man. That's our spirit person is the one that is the real us. And sadly, most of the world, 70, 80%, 90%, maybe more, 95, they don't even develop their spirit person. Let's be trendsetters and let's do it. Let's walk with Jesus. Now, I want to give a short little message about righteousness. It's important. We know it's important. It's in the Bible often, and Jesus taught about it, talked about it. Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness. And Jesus said, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And just like all these subjects, I looked up on the internet, and there's all these complicated explanations of righteousness and going into all this, you know, and it's all good. I mean, it's scriptural and everything. But let's remember Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. The Amplified for righteousness is his way of being right and doing things that are right. Really, we probably don't know what righteousness is, what his righteousness is. It's about knowing him. When we know him, when we meet him, he wants to take over our life. What a glorious takeover that is. Our old nature dies and we get to have God Almighty through us, in us, and through us forever. This can't be put into words. So we get his righteousness, we get his holiness, his perfection, all these things, all these wonderful, priceless results, but the most priceless is knowing him. Jesus the Christ. Seek first the kingdom of God. Remember, same thing with the kingdom. You look up on studies and there's all kinds of complicated. The kingdom is him. It's him. God Almighty. And his glory. His holiness. Same thing with holiness. You look up and there's volumes of books written about, you know, libraries about holiness and his righteousness. But it's so simple. It's him. It's just knowing him, which we get to do forever. And every day we get, if we have to seek him. Jesus said, seek first the kingdom of God. Seek, you know, before people meet the Holy Spirit, they're trying to do all this stuff to do things right. And that they're trying. But there's also this piety that people have, and they're real. We can forget all of that. It's seek Jesus Christ. Seek first the kingdom of God. Seek him. Seek him. And then when we find him, the Holy Spirit comes and takes over our life, and then he is in and through us, will do incredible things beyond our comprehension. Amen. So that's kind of one of the main purposes, that themes of the whole New Testament is get rid of that old nature that we have, that's this monster that wants to do those things that and seek first God Almighty. It's simple. If someone wants to study and read all those things and explanations, they can, but sometimes that's too much. You know, we need to just do what Jesus said to do. What's the first commandment? Love him with everything we have. Second commandment, do unto others as we want them to do, to love others as we love ourselves. You know, do the golden rule, forgive them, you know, walk in love and all that. And so, thanks for listening. Blessings, please visit our website, wonderreality.org. Please email us, hello@wonderreality.org. More soon.